So based on what we said yesterday, I just want to point out a few things. Going back to the Shuv Chametz, so we say there's a concern of water getting onto to flour, and it's a concern of chametz. So modern flour, the person buys, goes to the store and buys flour, you should know in the process of making flour, it comes in contact with water. It's a process called tempering, and this process, as they're doing the process of grinding, there is it interacts with water. It could become chametz based on that. So we deal with all flour which is found commercially is considered a chametz, at least some chametz. So a person cannot own that on Pesach. A person cannot have it in his house on Pesach. A person would have to either do mechiras chametz or remove it, etc. So obviously the process of the which we're doing when we use the flour for shvura matzah, we're not allowing that to happen. It's a different type of the process is done differently. Now the Gemara says, so you put you add the water to the flour, and now it's going into dough. It can become chametz unless you make sure that it doesn't become chametz. So the Gemara says, what do you have to keep in mind to be aware about that issue? So the Gemara says a few things. The Gemara says, number one, the Gemara actually gives simanim to tell whether the dough became chametz or not. The Gemara gives you different signs. You can look at the dough and say, oh, this dough is chametz, this dough is not chametz, etc. We are not considered to be experts in understanding what those are, and we do not rely on the simanim. The Gemara says, besides giving that, the Gemara gives a calculation of time, that if you let the dough sit, it's going to rise. And the Gemara says that amount of time is called the time it takes to walk a mil. A mil is 2,000 amos, and the time it takes to walk one mil, that is the time we have to assume that the dough became chametz. How long does it take to walk a mil? So the Shulchan Aruch understands that is 18 minutes. The calculation is for the time it takes to walk a mil is 18 minutes. And therefore we say that if a dough would sit for 18 minutes, and it would become chametz. Fine. Now, however, this is all talking about if the dough is sitting without it being worked. As you're working the dough, so you're preventing it from becoming chametz. It does not become chametz as you're working the dough. So as long as the dough is being worked with and dealt with, it will not become chametz. Even if it's sitting going longer than 18 minutes, you can sit for 3 hours as long as you don't stop working the dough. The Rosh does say to Tshuva that, however, that this is all talking about that at regular room temperature. If the warmer the dough is, the quicker the chametz process will take place, and therefore as you're working with the dough, your hands are in the dough, you're going to heat up the dough. So we have to be concerned over there, as you're working with the dough, and you're heating up the dough, if you stop working with it, it will become chametz more quickly. And that, he says, can happen very quickly, at that point in time. How long is that time? So Rabbi Yashar Zatzal said he estimated that was a minute, and Rosham Zalman says you can't really put a time on it. But the point is, if you leave it to the point where you're ignoring the dough, as it were, the dough is no longer being, you're not involved with the dough, you're forgetting about that dough, that point, that amount of time would be considered already, there's a concern that it's going to become chametz because you've been working with it. So in a matzah bakery where they're working, you'll notice that they try not to leave the dough for any significant amount of time without being dealt with. So very shortly in the process, they're going to be dealing with the dough, and they try not to leave with any significant amount of time without being processed. It's unless you have a tremendous amount of manpower, you're not going to have the dough worked all the time, and that's one of the advantages of a chibura, which goes is that they can add the extra manpower to make sure that the dough is not left any period of time without any involvement with somebody. Now, to make a matzah, so we have 18 minutes to make the matzah. So to make a matzah from beginning to end takes about 4 or 5 minutes. So where does the 18 minutes come in? Where does the 18 minutes come in? Here's the issue of the 18 minutes. The 18 minutes is like, so we make a dough, you add the flour, the timing starts when you add the flour to the water, you add the water to the flour, and for that point in time, you're constantly working with it. You knead it, you roll it out, you bake it, and it's done. Now you make another batch. And you make another batch. So each batch really is not 18 minutes. So where's the concern is maybe a little bit of dough got left off on the side somewhere that you didn't work with and didn't bake. And that dough is just sitting there and enjoying itself and it's rising, etc. Right? Then you come along with your next batch. You say, oh, a little bit of dough over here. And this little bit of dough meets the other dough. And now you have dough, which is chametz, together with your dough, which is matzah. So every 18 minutes... In a hand matzah bakery, they change the whole. They clean everything out, so there's no dough left over that we should have any concern about. So that seems to be a very, very, very important requirement. You always have to have 18, always have to have this process of 18 minutes, because otherwise there might be little pieces of dough somewhere which you'd be concerned about. So why is it when you go to the store, you look at machine matzah, you see there's machine matzah which says 18-minute matzah. I mean, isn't all matzah 18 minutes? Right? What does it mean? What does it mean that there's some matzah which is not 18 minutes? Also, you should have the following question. You go into the store, and you see it says OUP, and it says, you know, Aviv matzah, right, $5 for 5 boxes. Wow, 5 pounds, you know. How do you do that? And then you have ones which are like 18-minute matzah, you know, they're the $3 a box. And then you have ones which are like chabura matzahs, and they're like $8 a box. Then you have hand matzahs, they're like $25 a box. You're like, so how do you get matzahs for a dollar a pound? How does it work? So there actually is a process of not stopping every 18 minutes and relying on bitzel. What you're going to do is to say that if there might be little pieces of dough, the machine is, you try to make the machine as smooth as possible, that there shouldn't be any crevices where dough is caught and will remain there. But we also argue that if there are little pieces of dough that did get caught there and eventually got mixed into some other dough, so they're bottled. They're bottled. So that's the net. Now, the halacha is there's a concept of bittul. So it's a fascinating discussion in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. We know the chometz during Pesach, the chumrah of the chachamim, chometz during Pesach is not bottled. Chometz during Pesach is not bottled. So I mix in one grain, one little piece of chometz into a very large Pesach de Kadoh, it's not bottled. The whole thing is asherit. Before Pesach is bottled. What happens when it comes to Pesach? We say, can we rely on the bitzel from before Pesach, during Pesach? So Shulchan Aruch says yes. Shulchan Aruch says that you can, if it's bottled before Pesach, something which is a liquid mixture or a dough mixture, these type of things, that type of thing, it mixes very well. It's bottled before Pesach. It remains bottled even on Pesach. It does not come back and create a problem. The Ramah says that there's an opinion that says that not. It's not that you cannot rely on the bittul, but during Pesach it does come back and be a problem, and you should be machmer on it. But the Ikar Shita of the Shulchan Aruch is that it's bottle. So when they made machine matzahs, the first machines, they did not have a way to stop them and clean them out. The machine is very closed. You can't clean every spot out. They relied on the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch that it's bottle. Came along, somebody said, I'm going to make a machine where you can stop it and clean every single spot out. And every 18 minutes, they stop the machine and they clean everything out. So you can understand that slows down the process very much. And it's a more expensive machine. It's a more complicated machine. And sometimes it breaks down, etc. So that's why the machines which do not rely, do not stop every 18 minutes, they rely on bittul, are much cheaper. So you get it for a dollar a box. The machines which are 18-minute matzah means it's a whole different type of machine which you can stop and clean out every single spot of it. And they do that every 18 minutes. And they stop the whole process. It's much more expensive. And then you have something which is called chabura, which means you add on the other chumras, etc. as well. So that's the three types of matzah that you're going to be seeing theoretically out there. One which you're relying on bitzel, one which is called 18-minute matzah. And all hand matzah is 18-minute matzah in the sense that the process is always stopped every 18 minutes, and they clean everything out, and they start over again. Each matzah theoretically doesn't have an issue of 18 minutes. The concern is not your specific matzah. The concern is there might be some pieces of dough somewhere which are problematic, and you want to clean those out every 18 minutes to not to have a problem. Have a good morning.